The plan tonight was to share some words of encouragement. And I think we've probably already been encouraged. But there is one part that the Lord wants me to share. Earlier this week, I woke up two or three times during the night. And when I did, John 3:16 kept floating up. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Three or four times it just kind of floated up. You know, sometimes when you're sleeping and you roll over, you kind of wake up, and there was John 3:16. When you get up and go use the potty, there was John 3:16. That's the way it was that night. And so when I woke up the next morning, I was asking the Lord, what was that all about? And before I give you the answer, I want to read Romans chapter 5. Verse 6 says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." When it says when we were without strength, it means that we could not save ourselves. And we understand that when we read the next verse. "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And then in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says, "What shall we then say to these things?" All of the things that the Apostle Paul had outlined in the previous verses. He says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Think about that. If God be for us, who could be against us? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." To whom? To us. "If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" That is an amazing verse to me, ladies and gentlemen. It says, he spared not his own Son. I have two sons. Two sons. That would be a hard decision to make, to have to give one up, to sacrifice one of my sons for a purpose. For a purpose. And God didn't sacrifice one of his sons. He sacrificed his only begotten Son for us, ladies and gentlemen, for us. So when I asked Father, you know, what was this all about? John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." He said, "You place a value on things by what you are willing to give up to get it. You place a value on things by what you are willing to give up to get it." Our Father sacrificed his only begotten Son. When it says in verse 31 that he spared not, that word spared means he didn't have any tenderness toward his son, because his son was going, any tenderness, he didn't make a different decision, because he knew that the only way that we could become part of the family is that his son had to die. That's what it meant by he didn't show him any tenderness, because if he had shown him tenderness, he would have changed his mind. And he didn't, ladies and gentlemen. That is how valuable you are to God. Thank you, Jesus. That is how valuable you. He gave up his only son for you. For you. And not only did he give up his son for you, everything that came with that gift is ours now. We can operate in the power and authority of his son, Jesus Christ, because he gave his son up for us. We can walk in the same authority that Jesus walked in, because God gave him up for us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the awesome privilege and honor of being God's face to the world, God's voice to the world, God's hands to the world. Our heart's desire, and it follows up on what Jamie was talking about this morning and what we always talk about when it comes to revival, is that we have to love people enough that we are willing to meet them, go to them, and say, listen, here's your opportunity. Because God placed all the value in us. He didn't negotiate. He didn't say, I could give up one of the angels. He didn't do that. He said, I'm going to give the best that I can give to make sure that mankind has a shot at coming and joining me for all eternity. He gave his only begotten son. So the next time you look in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen, you can say, I was worth it. God thought I was worth it. It doesn't matter what the enemy says, what the accuser says. It doesn't matter what he says at all. It doesn't matter what anyone says, because God says, you are worth, you were worth the death of my son. Amen?
Amen.
Let's sing it again. Isn't it so wonderful to know that your Heavenly Father, he's the one who determined your value. He's the one who determined your value. So every time Satan sees you, every time one of his devils sees you, they see the little price tag, purchased by Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. You are a wonderful and merciful God who loves us so, so much that you gave your son, you sacrificed him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you so much for loving us the way you do. Lord, by that very act, we know that there is nothing you will not do for us. Thank you. I say thank you. As we go home tonight, Lord, we go home knowing that you see us as your purchased possession, Lord, your sons and your daughters. We are the apple of your eye. You hold us in the palms of your hands, and you see us in the palms of your hands, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And Lord, I pray that from this day forward, we have a greater and deeper understanding of what you did for us. Of what you did for us. And the world needs to hear it, Lord. The world needs to hear it. Thank you. Thank you.